Welcome to Dharma Glow. We're a community of conscious beings who are devoted to co-creating new earth. We value joy, peace, equity, and love. Our mission is to ignite the essence of our community by sharing tools for liberation and inspiration. Join us on the path to purpose, peace, and universal harmony. Time to come together to awaken our inner radiance. Let's glow, fam. Enjoy this podcast where we showcase some of the brightest minds and hearts in the creative space, in the healing space. It's all here to inspire you. And if you're inspired by what you hear today, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, as that'll really help spread the energy of this movement. Thank you. Enjoy the vibrations. So before we get started, I just wanted to let y'all know that we have monthly community events that bring in great artists from all over the world that are raising consciousness and spreading the vibrations of love. High vibration, cold pressed juices, and all that. On September 25th, we have the magical sounds of Free Soul and Lava. If you don't know their music, you should definitely check it out. I'll be sharing from my book, From Infinity to Infinity, and we'll have yoga, silent disco, vegan food. It's amazing. And then in October, we have Lundrell. So he'll be coming through to play music off his album, Stay Free, and also share some of his poetry. So if those type of events are something you want to experience, make sure you go to dharmaglow.com and sign up for the email list to stay tapped in. Once again, that is dharmaglow.com. Join our email list and you will get notifications when tickets go on sale and when we have other community events that you're not going to want to miss. All right, let's get into the episode. All right, what's good, Dharma Glow fam? I'm here with my new and very vibrant friend, Nicole. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Really excited for today.
Me too. We met at an event that our mutual friend Lauren was putting on that I was speaking at, and we just got to connecting afterwards. And honestly, it was just frequency that I was enjoying and therefore wanted to invite you to come on because she's very vibrant. You can see the life coming out of her eyes. Her Instagram is dance to the beat with the vegetable beat. And she was telling me about this really powerful work she does with women. So I was like, come on and share your glow. So I would love for you to share with everybody, what is that work that you do?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. And I feel like when I met you too, there was just like, I had been doing all this work on being in that frequency. And then you started talking about it. And it was like, you attract what you're putting out there for sure. So the work that I do is I work with women and to really empower them with the knowledge and support that they need, so they can just really feel really good in their bodies and be their most radiant self. Because I think we all deserve that. And we're just not ever really taught that in the normal standard.
Totally. And what I appreciate about the way you embody that is your radiance, and I think everyone's should start from the inside and then go outwards. And of course, our external experiences, our external appearance is important as well, but the glow starts within, I think, maybe with like mindset and also diet, which is a offshoot of mindset, I feel like.
Absolutely. And the way that we feel directly impacts the way that we're showing up in the world and the way that our minds even think. Things like anxiety and worry and stress, a lot of those can be changed with diet and lifestyle and techniques and the holistic approach. So even when we think about like the way that we think, that's so much directly impacted by the way that we eat and what we put into our bodies.
Totally. So I believe I asked Doc Peace the same question that I'm going to ask you. And I'm going to ask you to tell your life story in 3 minutes and 33 seconds from like where you were from and where you grew up to how you became a person who had expertise in this area.
Okay, so it all started in Virginia. I'm from the East Coast. Alexandria, Virginia is born. I grew up in a small town in Fredericksburg. I was fortunate that my parents were hippies. They were a little bit ahead of their time, even though the town that I grew up in was pretty Southern and very old school, but luckily had this progressive ideas always growing up. And my dad was very much into health, and that influenced me a lot. Like when I was younger, I didn't appreciate it. You know, I was going and eating on a pizza and a Taco Bell and bagels and all the things that teenagers do. But then I got to college and you add fear on top of all of that. And I started noticing my body change. And I think the big thing for me was it started outward and then it could work its way inward. And then I realized that you really need to do the inner work to get to the outer work. It was initially about, okay, I need to lose weight. What can I do? My dad recommended to stop, you know, eating so many animal products. So I cut out meat, I cut out dairy, and that changed so much. And then I fell into some old habits and went back and forth. But my dad was such a good driving factor in that, and having him in my life, that's really what helped get me to where I was. And then fast forward, I thought I had become this like healthy person. And then I started dealing with all of these hormone problems. And most women, especially, they can definitely relate to this. But just dealing with some stress hormones, dealing with the female hormones and noticing changes in my body and not having any idea of what to do to really, I just felt very stuck and I didn't know where to turn. And there's so much conflicting information and everybody just tells you like how to lose weight. And it was like, I really need to understand what's going on. And so that led me to really go into nutrition school and really learn about like how different foods affected me, because I thought that when I went in there, I was like, okay, everybody just needs to be 100% plant-based and vegan and eat this. And then I started learning so much about how things work together and lifestyle and stress and all of that. And also for me, during that time, I had cut out dairy, and that I noticed what a big change it had on so much of my life. And I'm like, how does this one thing affect so much of what's going on in the body if nobody talks about it? That just became my driving force. Like, why isn't anybody talking about this? And so then I started doing things. I started getting really into exercise, like yoga and aerial arts and dancing. And that was like the final factor. Once I started really getting into what can my body do? How can I feel my body in the best way possible? So that I can do these really cool things so that I can be strong. And so I can just be my best self, not just lose weight. Like that's when everything shifted for me. And so I took the education part and the reason why people aren't learning the things that they should be learning, meshed with also just like having to have a bigger why and like really wanting to feel good in our bodies and not just lose the weight. And that kind of brought me to like how I created my business and where I am today. I'm not sure if that was 3 minutes and 33 seconds, but
it was there. Exactly 3 minutes and 33 seconds.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you said in Virginia is where you started out.
That's where I started out. And then after college, I moved out to San Diego.
And what inspired the move?
I have no idea. There was like this something inside of me that was just like, I need to go to California. And I met somebody that lived in San Diego, and she's like, I think you'll like San Diego. So I was like, all right. And so I just went online and I found roommates and I got a job at a restaurant, and I just knew I didn't quite fit in on the East Coast. And I'm not saying that there's nowhere that I could fit in on the East Coast now, but at the time in my life, I just felt like I just needed something bigger, a bigger change to see like something a little bit more drastic than where I had visited Auburn.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe your soul was pulling you to this place where you're at now, because I've lived in San Francisco and LA and now San Diego. And on the whole, California is a pretty health conscious place, but San Diego specifically seems the most like lifestyle focused. Like I feel like people come here to live a certain lifestyle, and that's not the primary reason I feel like people go to San Francisco or LA. So it really makes sense that you ended up here.
Yeah. And it's funny because even with a lifestyle factor, like when I had moved from the East Coast, like I had this very like East Coast work mentality, which was great when I started getting some jobs. I had a really good work ethic. But I think also it's also work is so much of your life in some of these big cities, and such a journey that I've been on and undoing that thought of life is just about work. And I realized that when I came to San Diego, I was like, man, people just leave on Fridays early and they go surfing in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
And at the time, I'm like, oh, what's wrong with these people? And now I'm like, no, this is what it's about. This is probably my soul was calling me for. This is life.
Totally.
Yeah. So I'm also interested to hear more about your specific journey when you were going to school and learning how to take care of yourself better, like how long that kind of took you. What was the process between when you felt like you had mastered yourself enough and the knowledge so that you could start helping other people?
Absolutely. And I think this is, it's definitely an ongoing journey always, because there's just always so much like new science and new research coming out. And I'm very big on constantly reading, constantly opening myself up to new ways of thinking, because I know when I went into it, I was like, everyone's got to eat 100% vegan. And then I realized that maybe that doesn't always work for everybody. I started just being more open to being like, okay, this is what the research is saying now. And this is, you know, how I've seen people progress now, but also being open. But that being said, I think it was even before I went to school, I just got really into juicing, and I was like posting just on social media about juicing, and I was like obsessed with it, and it's amazing. It made me feel really good. And people started coming to me and asking like, hey, so can you put together a juice cleanse for me? Or I want to do this. And I'm like, I'm not like qualified to do any of that. And so that's part of what spurred me to go into nutrition. And the program I went through was a year long for nutrition, a year long for herbs. I kind of stack them on top of each other. So it took me about a year and a half, a little over, to get through both of the programs. And even right after that, it was like I started helping people here and there, but I wasn't super prepared in like how to put it together in the best way, as far as I'm like, okay, I can sit down and tell you, eat all these things, don't eat all these things. But as anybody knows, it's not going to really work for anybody. But there's so much of the psychological factor. They're seeing where they are. They're seeing what their lifestyle is. There's looking at even like the hormones and the times of day they're able to do things. So it was probably, I would say, I've been in certified for maybe 6 or 7 years. And I really started doing it maybe 2 years after I had finished school. I was reading, even after I finished school, I was reading all the books. I was listening to the podcasts. I was making sure that any piece of information I didn't feel like I got from school or that I didn't quite understand, like I was really assimilating. The year before I traveled, like 2018, is when I really started like working with some clients. And I felt more confident. I was like, okay, I started doing some corporate wellness. I was going out there and like teaching and just realizing that even if I didn't have all the answers, and that was a big step, like realizing if I didn't have all the answers, like I knew a lot more than most people. So like, I thought I had to be like the very top on the totem. Like I have to know absolutely everything there is to know, or I can't help people. And then I started realizing that like, okay, there's a lot of people who just, I might want to be here, but if I'm here, I can help everybody who's a little bit lower, and not lower, like better or worse, just like as far as like the knowledge that we have of how our bodies work. So it was probably a couple of years into it. And once I started just speaking more and doing more speaking, the more I spoke, the more I got confident about it. And the more I worked with people, the more I got confident about it. And then I went traveling in 2019, and it was like, it threw like a wrench in. I put everything on pause. It threw a wrench in, not a wrench, but it just adjusted my perspective, so to speak, because it was like, okay, I'm in this country and these are the foods that we have, and I'm in this country and these are the foods that we have. And so I ate very differently in many different countries, and my lifestyle was different in different countries. And I got to really see how that affected my body. Mm. And through doing that, when I came back in 2020, I was like, I just felt like I was ready to just hit the ground running. I was like, I felt like I just had such a broad perspective. I took a break. I knew I had the information, and then it was just about learning the business part of it. And so I spent a lot of 2020 just learning the business part of it. And then through that, the last 2 years, I would say, is really when I've been consistently just like working with people. And throughout that, it's like every little step, you gain a little bit of confidence. It's a mix of having the knowledge, of having the confidence, and then also of like even knowing like business-wise the best way to put it together so it's sustainable for you and the person. Initially, I was just talking to people like, okay, let's meet once. I'll tell you everything you need to know. That's not going to happen. So there's a lot of trial and error that can probably be avoided if you just maybe get a business coach in the beginning. But for me, I feel like that whole journey really made me understand what works best for people. So that's where I'm coming from this place now.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that hearing the timetable and the different layers that were unfolding at different parts of the journey is really important for you to share, because the path of coming into your Dharma and being able to share in a place that you feel like you're serving in a way that feels good to you and the work you're doing is being received, it doesn't just happen overnight. There were different parts. Like there was the learning part, which you said your programs were a couple of years. And then there was the traveling part where you actually got to experience foods in different cultures and see, and that sounds really interesting. Were there any specific places, specific diets that had specific effects on your body that were interesting?
Yeah, so it's actually very surprising when, so I went to New Zealand, and New Zealand is amazing. They have the quality of their food there. It's like they don't genetically modify anything. All of their meat is raised in a really good way. Like cows have the best view of the oceans there. They have this beautiful ocean front thing. It's just like cows and sheep running around. So the quality of their food is really good there. However, I actually, because we were traveling a lot on the road, I was eating some fish. I was eating what seems to be very healthy in the morning, but I started realizing because I was eating differently that I was lacking certain nutrients. And I actually remember it was a day that my cycle started one day and we were about to go on this hike. And all of a sudden, my whole body just felt drained. And I'm the kind of person that, like, I appreciate during that time of the month to sit down and really reflect and honor your cycles and maybe slow down. But I felt totally drained. And that's what a lot of women feel, but I hadn't necessarily felt that bad. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this. I literally just feel like someone just took everything out of me. And even the next month, I started dealing with a lot of hormonal problems that I hadn't dealt with before. And this happened after being in New Zealand, where I pretty much was eating what you would call healthy, but there's like certain nutrients. I realized I was not getting enough iron, so I adjusted that. I also realized that I probably wasn't getting enough like protein with some of my meals. I was just eating lots of fruits, lots of vegetables. I was eating like coconut yogurt, but I started realizing like the missing factors, because it's easy, like when I look at somebody else, be like, this is what you're doing, and I'm in travel mode. So I'm not always my own best client.
Totally.
So afterwards, I had to look back and be like, okay, what is this doing? Because I thought I was eating healthy, and I'm like, okay, this is what I was missing. Like I could tell, at least I'm like, okay, I'm definitely probably somewhat iron deficient. And I'm definitely, you know, not maybe getting enough protein throughout the day, especially to support the type of activities that I was doing. And then that changed, like every time it changed. So I went to the Philippines, and it was like, all of a sudden there was like no vegetables. Like they can grow vegetables, but it's like rice and either meat and a lot of eggs, but it was just like rice and meat, a lot of fish. And that's a lot of other things. And that was like a struggle to get vegetables. And I definitely noticed with my digestion, you know, extremely, I was like, oh man, like I need to just find vegetables. Like I need fiber. So it was very, I could tell what was going on and I did my best, but sometimes you're a little bit, depending on where you are, we're very small towns in the Philippines sometimes. And so it's hard to seek out. I would say in Japan, and Japan was probably my, favorite, but it was interesting because I ate a bunch of noodles, which I don't normally eat. And you think, oh, I'm going to gain all this weight. But I was walking so much. And we were also still eating a lot of vegetables. Everything was just really fresh. And they don't treat their wheat and some of their other things the way that we do. I feel like if you didn't eat carbs for a long time and you went to Japan, you might freak out. It's all rice and noodles. But I actually felt really good being there. And it really worked for like the lifestyle we had there. So in each country we were at, I kind of got to see how that affected me. And it was surprising sometimes to see, you know, what was in the countries and then how I felt. It wasn't surprising when I look back at it. It was just in the moment, I was like, oh, I thought I was doing pretty good. And, oh yeah, of course it's happening.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's such a cool blend of your like textbook scholarly education and your experiential in the world education. It just sounds like a perfect blend for you to really be who you have become.
Yeah. And I think it was also interesting to see that there's not necessarily one way and I have to be able to work, because I think for when I first came out of school, it was like, everybody should just not eat this way, but like, okay, like gluten's bad. Like most people shouldn't have dairy, and cutting out a lot of these things. I'm like, okay, sometimes these things can work for people, and let's just really look at the individual and really look at their bio-individuality, so to speak, and then also their lifestyle, knowing that was just such a very eye-opening event and not being so strict, realizing like we can survive off of different things at different times, but right, there are some core values we just have to keep in mind.
Right. Now, you were mentioning specifically dairy a few times and all the mm-hmm. things that dairy does to the body and what you noticed. Can you tell us about what dairy does to the body and what happens when you stop eating it?
Absolutely. So this is one of those things that some countries, dairy is a big part of their country. They do, some people can do well on it. It depends a lot on where we come from, but especially in the US, like the way that we treat our dairy, the way that we get it is in a way that our bodies don't break it down very well. So for a lot of people, this can cause acne and skin issues is what I see a lot. Dairy can have a lot of hormones in it, so it also can mess with our hormones. A lot of people can cause, like for me especially, I get very congested. Like my throat will get congested. I'll sneeze a lot. That was how I first stopped eating berries. I actually had a cough that lasted for 2 months. And someone suggested to stop eating dairy. And so I did. And then it was like my bloating went down. My digestion got better. A lot of people, if they're having digestive problems too, like they don't digest it very well, they'll either be really bloated or they won't be having regular bowel movements or they'll be having too many. So dairy can have a huge effect, like taking that one thing out, all of these things. But that being said, I have, you know, met some people that do okay with it. In general, for me, it's definitely, that's an ethical line that I draw. And I encourage everybody to just honor their ethical lines. But for me, just knowing how dairy is raised in this country too, and in general, like that doesn't sit well with me. But I, with my clients, like I encourage people to do what works for them. That works for a lot of people though, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've definitely noticed the congestion that happens when I eat dairy. So I try not to eat it too often. But as I've said on this podcast before, for me, at least pizza is part of the path. So every once in a while, you know, I got to go in. But yeah, it's good to have that awareness and to at least be consciously choosing things, because I have a lot of different practices to stay aligned and to stay in the most like sattvic place I can. But I also accept my humanity and don't try to do anything 100% of the time. Like,
absolutely.
85%, 90% is good. Otherwise, I create this. It's almost like the avoidance creates a stronger pull towards it in a way, if you're just like keeping it out all the time.
Absolutely. And when you say that, it reminds me of something that I talk to my clients about, is that I encourage them not to say, I can't have this, or especially like, okay, I can't have this because Nicole told me not to eat dairy. It's bad for me. That tells your brain, like, I have this rule. I want to break it. And yeah. I don't know why I'm just doing this because Nicole told me this. So I just encourage people to just really listen to their bodies and really about intuitive eating. Okay, how about cut it out for a week and see how you feel? And then let's introduce, whether it's dairy or something else that maybe is bothering them, and then reintroduce it, see if you notice those kind of digestive changes. So they really start associating the foods and what they're eating to how they're feeling.
Right.
And then it becomes a matter of saying, I don't want to eat this right now because I know I'm going to feel bloated, because I know it's going to cause me to break out, or because I know I don't have a lot of energy. And when you say, I don't do this because it's a choice, it makes it a lot easier for our brain. Or I'm choosing not to do this because this is best for me.
Right.
And that's a lot easier moving forward. That's how I actually gave up dairy, because I ate cheese all the time. But I was like, okay, I don't have to do this forever, but I'm just going to try this for a little while. And I've never told myself I can't have it. I just know that what's going to happen if I eat it, and I know that feeling, and choose whether I want that feeling or not.
Yeah, totally. So I'm curious, now that you have your successful business, how do you like to work with women? Is it all one-on-one clients? Do you do group programs?
So I just switched. I was doing one-on-one programs. They were lasting for about 3 months. I started finding that some women were great after 6 weeks. Some women needed like 4 months. So I recently switched to a group program. So in the beginning, we work together one-on-one. We get a plan together for them. And then weekly, they can check in with the group. It's a very small, I keep the groups very small. They can check in with the group, check in with me, and then we can just keep progressing. And I leave it open to them coming in until we get results, so that if it is 6 weeks or 7 weeks, someone's like, okay, cool, I'm good. And if then somebody does need longer, then they're in the program till they get results.
Okay, so do people pay like monthly or something like that?
It's a package, so they pay a package price.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So there's a package price that people come in, and yeah, and then that also includes, I have an online portal that has, it's basically like a standalone. It teaches you how your hormones work, how your thyroid works, how your stress hormones work. It teaches you about how to properly care for your digestion. So a lot of like educational videos, so that in conjunction with what they're doing for themselves, they could go see, you know, why they're doing this. And also just understand, I just think understanding how our bodies work is such an important missing piece in our culture and in our society.
Yeah, totally. We're not very educated on that. And I myself am working to become more educated on that. But yeah, the way you're showing up is inspiring. And one thing I really appreciate about the way you seem to work with people is it's very open and flexible and specific to the person. It's not like you have a rigid system that's everyone must do this way. There's no dogma. It's like you just have enough knowledge to be able to interact with the situation as it is.
Mm-hmm. And I like to be able to meet people where they are and say, okay, do you like smoothies? Cool. Here's what we can add to your smoothie. Do you not like smoothies? Like, I think that food should be joyous and we should be excited about it. And I think a lot of us just have such an unhealthy relationship with it. And we're scared of it. Where I'm going to eat that, it's going to like cause me to gain weight, or I just am not going to feel good. And so trying to restore that relationship too is really important. And part of that is meeting people where they are and saying, kale is great, but if you don't like kale, here's how you can get like the same nutrient. If you don't like broccoli, like I go on and off. Sometimes I don't like broccoli. I don't think we need to eat all of the vegetables all the time.
Right.
But let's find some that work for you. And here's also to teach people like how to cook them in a way that also they taste really good.
Very cool. Super informative. And your lifestyle seems to be very healthy and high vibe. So before we sign off, just take me through like your ideal weekend flow.
My ideal weekend is one of two things. One of my favorite things to do is just to escape to the woods in the mountains and just turn my phone off, turn it on airplane mode so I can just take sunset pictures and unplug and hike and just be with nature, watch the stars. And to me, it's such a reset. That's where I recharge. If I'm feeling off and I need to do something, like that's what I do. If I am in town, then definitely getting together with some friends, watching live music. I love any kind of barbecues or anything like that. So of course, anything with good food, good friends, good music. I realized traveling, that was a big thing. It's all about who you're around. And I'm thankful to have a supportive community and know some really amazing people. So I try to incorporate. I think it's important to have the community aspect as well.
Totally. And we're super glad to have you be part of the Dharma Glow community now.
Yes, thank you. I'm so happy to be part of this. I love everything that you're doing and I love the whole vibe and love all of the things that you're bringing into this world as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun. I've been able to create with more people. And that's been, I think, the most fulfilling part to me, because I like providing this platform for you to share and for the community to get educated, but also it's education for me. I like the role that I'm in. I really enjoy it. And like this event, the Glow Up, which I hope that you'll be able to make it to September 25th, is just like the musicians are like my favorite artists right now, or the people that are the practitioners or people that I want to take a class from. So it's like, right, I get to create this experience that I would really enjoy myself, that I also get to share with everybody in the community. And that's special.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. Like, this is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then luckily you have the people that you bring together, though. I saw the lineup of the people that are on there, and there's some people that I've seen in other events and seen in other capacities too. And it is a very like high vibe, very like you've done a very good job curating the experience. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Wonderful. We'll have to have you come and give a nutrition talk.
I would love that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your glow.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Peace. All right, fam. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Dharma Glow. We're here to inspire you and to elevate your consciousness so that you can live a life that leaves a legacy of love. If you enjoyed what you heard here today, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, sign up for the email list at dharmaglow.com, and stay connected. Spread the word. What we're doing here is essential to the formation of New Earth. As long as we stay connected, we can't lose. Much love. This is Dijon. I'm out.